This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headley. Election officials in Ukraine say they've now counted 93% of the votes cast in Sunday's presidential election. And opposition leader Viktor Yanukovych is still in the lead, but his margin is now less than 2.5%. His opponent, Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko, is refusing to admit defeat and has appealed to her election team around the country to fight for every vote. Joining us with details is Alexei Solohubenko. She's head of the Europe region at the BBC World Service. Good morning.
Good morning. Hello.
So Yanukovych is still in the lead, and are people projecting that he's going to take the win?
I think probably yes. I think there were all sorts of things from Yulia Tymoshenko, all sorts of announcements and calls from Yulia Tymoshenko's headquarters. But it appears that the margin is sufficient enough to call it a valid election. And also various observers from the US, from the European Union, from Russia are saying that basically the polling went well and democratically. And therefore, I think it will be very difficult for her to challenge it, either through courts or through mass rallies.
Meaning that the result was reflected in the exit polls, which also showed Yanukovych walking away with the win. But could Tymoshenko stage a successful contesting of the election results?
I don't think at this stage this is possible, frankly. She would like to, but I think the overwhelming body of evidence coming from the electoral districts from across Ukraine is that actually the results are overwhelmingly in favor of Yanukovych. The margin, as you said, is very, very small, and the hope was on her side that if it is as small as it is, she would be able to reverse it. We're talking about 500,000, maybe 600,000 votes as the margin, but I think it will be very difficult for her to do it because of the overwhelming acceptance of the elections as democratic by various observers at this stage.
Well, Tymoshenko was a large figure in the protests known as the Orange Revolution about 5 years ago that put Ukraine onto a pro-Western slant. Is Yanukovych going to be moving the country in the other direction?
I think in some areas, yes. He already said that he will renegotiate the extension of the Russian Black Sea fleet stationing in Crimea, in Sevastopol. He also said he will look into the status of the Russian language in Ukraine and reverse some of the previous politics. I think he is very cold about NATO, and I don't think that either of the people engaged in this final round of presidential race were very, very keen on joining NATO. However, he wants to be part of the European Union. He understands that European Union is now the greatest trading partner with Ukraine. And therefore, yes, he will be friendly with Russia, more friendly than the previous president was, but I don't think he'll be a puppet. He won't be in cahoots with the Russian business, with Russian politicians. He'll be defending the interests of Ukraine, perhaps less vocally than the previous authorities.
So we'll have to kind of see. He has said that he wants closer relations with Russia, but we'll have to kind of see how that plays out and in what exactly that means. Alexei Solohubenko is the head of the Europe region at the BBC World Service. He joined us from Bush House. He's talking about the election results in Ukraine. At this point, 93% of the votes have been counted, and it looks like the opposition leader, Viktor Yanukovych, is in the lead and will probably walk away with the presidential win.